My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Car Scott Anderson, 97, want a ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Great to be with you on a Friday. We got some picks. We're going to pick some games coming up today at 1:38. And we're doing the rant today, right?
I mean, it's not NFL yet. I don't think we do this until next week.
Come on, man.
It's about Sundays, man.
There's a game Sunday.
Who plays Sunday?
USC and LSU.
Oh, that's a good game.
Yeah. There's a game Monday.
Is it game Monday?
Oh. Yeah. Florida State, Boston College.
Okay. Right. Florida State getting them in early.
So can I convince you we do the rant?
I don't know.
Let's get back to your phone calls. Jeff is next. Hi, Jeff.
Hi there. How are you guys doing?
What's up?
All right.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to touch on two topics here. The first being your thoughts on Jake Bates and if we need to bring in another kicker. On the year, and also your prediction on our record. Personally, I have the floor for us being 12-5, and the ceiling being 14-3.
The floor is 12-5, huh?
Yep.
Schedule's tough. They got those three first place teams they got to play. But I'm kind of settling in on 12-5. I'm not done yet. I really will get it done before the season actually starts.
Have you seen the practice squad?
What about you?
I think Jeff's a little lofty with the floor. I would think like 10 is probably the floor, and I wouldn't expect them to win. I think winning 11 or 12 is probably more like it. They do have a tougher schedule, and you can't account for injuries. You don't know who's going to get injured. You can always account. Someone's going to get hurt. And they're already starting the season with some question marks. So, I think it's a playoff team. I think it's a Super Bowl caliber team. It's basically be as healthy as you can going into the postseason, because this team can absolutely win the Super Bowl.
Why? I mean, seriously, the floor of 12-5. I mean, is it just that you love them that much, or is there something else? That's lofty.
So no, I mean, honestly, I've been looking at our schedule. I think a lot of people have us losing to the Texans. They have us losing to the Bills. I think those are two games that we easily can win. And a lot of people have us splitting against Green Bay. Mm-hmm. But I think top to bottom, we're a better roster.
Thank you for phone call, Jeff. 248-539-9797. Hugo in Ontario is next. What's up, Hugo?
Gentlemen, how's it going?
It's going great.
So I think one of the things that nationally gets overlooked, and we even overlook it locally, and I'll be the first to admit I was wrong about Goff. When he was added into that trade, we all thought he was a bridge, right? But I think we missed the fact that this guy's intestinal fortitude, I mean, what he went through at the end when he played for the Rams, I mean, he got benched in the Rams playoff run that one year. Then the guy that they benched him for got concussed, and he comes back and wins him a game in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I mean,
well,
that guy's got the mental moxie that we just missed.
Yeah, towards the end of that season, he had he he'd gotten hurt with something with his hand or thumb.
Yeah, I think it was a hand.
Yeah,
he had surgery, if I'm not mistaken, and some minor surgery there, and then was, had been benched, and then then they had to go into the game and ended up winning the game. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that's overlooked the most about that guy. I mean, yeah, you know, would we like him to be able to scramble around a bit and, you know, maybe make better decisions when he doesn't have the time in the pocket? Yeah, of course. But, I mean, you give that guy time and he's surgical, especially mid-range, like 15 to 20 yards, that guy's going to put it right on the receiver almost every time if you give him time.
Hugo, thanks for the phone call, 248-539-9797. And, yeah, when he has time, he just drops back, hits the back foot in his drop. He knows where to go with the football. He's got great relationships with his receivers. I think that's part of it, too. I think he works very hard to build that relationship and trust with his receivers. And it was, I mean, that first down route, I think we asked him about it, that clinched the Rams game where they threw on second down and one first down was going to finish the game. And they ran a route where it's a choice route and Amon-Ra and Goff were on the same page, probably something they did a million times, and first down, game over.
Yep.
Gator, are you ready for another edition? Are you going to eat that?
Yeah.
It's been a minute. Here we go. Huh? I want to start with this. There's going to be beer at the Big House. Correct me if I'm wrong. There was beer in East Lansing available to the fans last year?
I think so.
If not, there will be this year. And so, Gator, do you envision yourself taking advantage of that at the college games?
Maybe. I mean, not to the point where like, oh, yeah, let's get some beers. No, because that takes place before the game.
Yeah.
A lot. So, I don't generally drink during the game.
Yep.
If I'm at home, yeah, but not if I'm in the stands. I don't really like to go and grab another one.
I wasn't on the agenda. I just was remembering a beer. In college football. Beer. All right. Michigan pop maker Faygo is coming out with a new flavor for Arts Beats and Eats. Have you heard about this?
I have not. I'm excited. Arts Beats and Eats starts today.
They're unveiling Jolly Green Apple. Jolly Green Apple. For okay. Arts Beats and Eats, do you envision yourself trying the Jolly Green Apple Faygo flavor?
Well, I'm assuming it's not bean and apple flavor, because the Jolly Green Giant was known for beans.
I think that's a pretty safe assumption, yes.
It's probably just an apple flavor. Yeah, I'd try it.
Kang, will you try this?
I'd give it a shot. Okay. Give it a shot.
Two yeses on that.
Wait, what?
And one no. I will not be trying that.
Why not?
Because there's just no way in hell I'm ever going to drink it.
You like green stuff, right? I mean, like vegetables. I do.
But I just...
You have something against the apple?
No.
What's
You know what you're never going to... I'm never going to look into a cooler out of 7-Eleven and go, well, that. I'm getting that. I just know it. So...
Huh. That's a hard and fast rule, right?
Yeah, but if I want a soda or a pop, I will select a Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi? Usually Diet Pepsi over Diet Coke.
I mean, I got it from the diet standpoint. I understand that. But, I mean,
what if there was a diet
Jolly Green
Yeah,
Giant?
I probably wouldn't do that either. We move on. There are other things here. All right. Texas Water Buffalo Milk Creamery is opening a gelato truck. This is gelato made with water buffalo milk.
I got no problem with that.
Do you know anything about buffalo milk?
It's leaner. I don't know.
I looked it up.
So less milk fat.
Buffalo milk is smooth, creamy, and slightly sweeter than cow milk. So basically, will you eat buffalo milk ice cream?
Yes. I don't see any reason not to. I mean, it's just milk.
But it's got to taste a little different, right?
It says a little sweeter.
Is that? Are you sure? Is that just? Have you had it before, Gator?
I haven't, okay. But I'm not against it at all. No, I try. It's like, you know, goat cheese? Do you like goat cheese?
I do.
Some people don't. They're just freaked out because the word goat.
No, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, but throwing in a salad, goat cheese is great.
Buffalo milk has more calcium, has more protein, has lower cholesterol, all than cow milk.
Sounds great. I mean, I drink almond milk.
Yeah, as long as
I drink soy milk. Yeah, why wouldn't I try that?
As long as it's milk.
Yeah.
I'll eat this.
I might try this, but probably not. When I go desserts, it's Dairy Queen, blizzards, and that's
all right. Well, we're going to put you on a flight.
Yeah. Okay?
And the flight attendant comes by with a beverage cart and says, what would you like, sir? And you say, you have any milk? And the flight attendant says, well, we have water buffalo milk. Are you on board?
Yes.
Yes, there it
yes,
is.
Yes, I am.
Woo!
You heard those health facts? Sounds good for you. Next up, during Minnesota Golden Gopher football games last night at Huntington Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, they offered up, you know how everybody's got a bowl now? You got it like your burrito bowls kind of started the trend, and now you can get other kinds of bowls. They're offering up something called the Mini Bowl. M-I-N-N-Y. Not small, but mini, as in Minnesota. This is basically a Swedish meatball-based bowl. Do you see yourself eating a Swedish meatball-based bowl?
Well, being Swedish, I like Swedish meatballs. So, yeah, it sounds good. Sure.
Gator's in. Kang, you in?
Yeah, I'm in. I love Swedish meatballs.
Get some kind of noodle in there with it as well. Almost like a stroganoff.
Yes.
Really I'm obviously out. I don't eat red meat. Next up. What are you doing? Next up, the Minnesota State Fair. Minnesota State Fair. They have something called the Mustard Stain IPA. Inspired by the perfect fair food condiment, this mustard beer is a full-bodied, hop-forward session IPA spiced with mustard seeds. Sit back and enjoy this beer while watching a horse or livestock show. Gator, at the Minnesota State Fair, would you try the Mustard Stain IPA?
Well, initially you had me at the name. You get me at the right time because of the name. My late father was known for spilling on his shirt or on his tie every single meal. There was going to be something that dripped on it. Just shrapnel. Right? It just happened. Always. Without fail. Always. And mustard would be part of it. So I was like, ooh, mustard stain. But the answer is no, because I don't think mustard belongs in beer. And I recognize it's going to be the mustard seeds, the really strong flavor of mustard, as opposed to the French's yellow. But no, plus it's IPA. You know how I feel about IPAs. Yep.
Can you?
Yeah, I'm not the biggest IPA fan, and I'm personally not the biggest mustard fan. This is an easy no for me.
Yeah, it's a no for me as well. It's mostly IPAs. I love mustard.
I love mustard.
Experimenting with different types of mustards.
I love the mustard you get at the Chinese restaurants. That's amazing.
Okay, this is my favorite thing we've had on Are You Going to Eat That in a long time, because what I hope it harkens back to. Capri Sun is introducing bottles.
No!
I'm going to read from the story on Snackalator. Capri Sun will soon be offering twist top version, bottle version of its signature juice pouch. The mental and physical tenacity required to effectively stab a metal pouch of Capri Sun with a tiny yellow straw has been one of the only ways I, as a parent, can truly prepare my kids for the realities of life. Lose the straw, game over. Can't hit the little tiny hole? Stab elsewhere. You better have some serious upper body strength. And I can't imagine how many ER visits have been triggered by missing the pouch altogether and hitting one's upper thigh. Capri Sun is doing this, aiming at a more grown-up customer base. Gator, Capri Sun in a bottle.
I mean, yeah, I actually liked the flavor of Capri Sun. That was delicious. However, the whole fun of Capri Sun was stabbing a pouch. That was fun.
It prepares you for the realities of adult life.
No stabbing?
No, that's Capri Sun is the pouch. Like that, I don't even, like, could you, we all know the flavor, but the whole point is the pouch. I'm not going to lie, I go to a lot of kids' birthday parties now because my children are invited to a lot of kids' birthday parties.
Yeah.
There's no shame in me grabbing one of those things, too, for myself. You know?
I'm with you. All those kids' birthday parties I go to?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What, to this, to ruin them or what?
Halftime of a kid's soccer game?
You go out there, you gotta start going just to get the Capri Suns, man.
Yeah, man. I would, but now that it's going to be in a bottle?
I'll just say this, probably only in a mixed drink. Other than that, I'm a spiked Capri Sun is what I might have. But that's
really
it.
Appealing to adults.
Yep. There you go, another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.